Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and twos.
It's Mondays, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think you can go with
it. So if it's a rainy day on Tuesday.
Oh, it makes you feel great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't mind a gray day once in a while. You know, I mean,
you have
okay.
enough sparkling days up there that you can take good with the bad.
I do. Yeah. We've had a wonderful string of weather up here. This and I'm not down in Florida where homes are being sucked into the earth.
That's true.
Or here in D.C. or Salisbury. They had a tornado go through, flip cars over left and right.
I didn't That's know what happened scary. To my car. It's upside down.
The crayons.
I was sitting on a porch. I got a wife coming over, and we had an Addy Bow, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, the wind starts picking up, and I look, and I say, wow, look at those clouds. Look at those big clouds on the horizon over there, and then all of a sudden, a funnel cloud touches right down
Mike,
in front of yard.
No one was killed. That's the important part.
That is. Everyone was safe.
But I was shocked. I was shocked to see that. Am I wrong that you usually see them in like the La Plata area, Salisbury, Maryland?
What happened, Mike, is a tornado hit Salisbury and did over $2 million in improvements.
Hey, bada bing.
Hey, I've been there before.
Rob Spiewak here
nice
all
town.
Week, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
I had a friend in college that moved down there and opened a diner after graduation. And we went down to visit her, and that was a nicer town than I ever thought it was. Because when you're driving to the beach, you just go right by it.
It's a bad idea.
All right, I've
diner.
Got a trivia. Mike O'Mara trivia time.
Yes. Yeah,
I've got a. You know, I've got a story for every municipality.
Right.
So here's the trivia question. Name the famous band that I interviewed in Salisbury, Maryland.
Oh my God, this is.
It'll require your powers of deduction on my history.
Well, this is a deep cut. Remember when he lived?
Very deep cut.
He lived on the Eastern Shore, technically.
Mm, that's a great. That's right? That's a good start, Oscar.
Thank you.
Are they a national band? A band with national importance at the time?
Uh huh.
Okay, yeah, and he did a Charlie voice.
Yeah, he did the Charlie voice.
So
no, that meant nothing.
Oh, you terrible man! You said it was going to require powers of deduction.
I just did the Charlie voice because I figured, but Oscar's on the right track.
Yeah.
So
it's a band that.
Give me the time frame. When did he live on the Eastern Shore?
He lived on the Eastern Shore probably in the mid-'80s.
Okay, mid-'80s.
More important? No, that's incorrect. No, I'm sorry, I have to give you the buzzer for that. Sorry.
In the mid to late '80s, you were in Annapolis. Is that not what I'm thinking of?
The mid-'80s, I was in Annapolis. This would have predated. Yes.
Oh, I know.
National,
this is the house.
National
we,
band.
This is the house we didn't drive to when we were looking at your house.
Yes.
This
is
remember,
the,
we pointed
the
to
point
it
across the
from
Bay Bridge.
Soundy Point.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have been pointing to the house that I lived in across the bay.
Okay, so it's a Maryland band, I'm guessing. A band that came from Maryland.
National act.
But I'm saying, where were they based? I mean, did they
good
have a...
Good Charlotte.
good no. Guess. OAR.
Waldorf Worldwide.
That's Dave Matthews Band.
38 Special.
You're getting warmer.
Heart.
Ooh.
You're getting warmer. No, I'm sorry.
So what's like 38 Special?
First of all, you are not in the correct genre.
Oh.
Molly Hatchet.
No, that is, you're still not in the correct genre.
Okay, so not a hard rock band. Maybe a soft rock band.
You have to really
some
think,
love ballads.
What, here's a clue. What was I doing when I lived?
Oh, country band, Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, wow.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, Alabama.
But Rob Spiewak, congratulations.
Oh, my God. Alabama, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Interviewed Alabama at the Salisbury, I believe it was the Salisbury Civic Center. Where they were performing.
That's awesome.
And Mike, aren't country bands the most giving to their fans and media?
I found that to be the case.
It's the truth.
Ronnie Millsap, Charlie Daniels, Alabama, Dolly Parton.
That's really cool.
And I was a lowly little radio station on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and I got to meet
them. That is
a
huge job.
Love that.
It was wonderful talking to them, and I remembered...
Play me some mountain
music. Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Mike, I know that when you're a baby DJ, and we've all had our own, I guess, iterations of cutting our teeth through radio, except for Rob. I feel like he always had it easy.
You like, forget who I was standing behind.
You were.
That's a fart. That's a Geronimo fart joke.
Where you were just, we were like dirt poor.
Sure.
And it's like you're living weekend to weekend to figure out like what your next shift's going to be or what
weekend. What
IKEA you're going to open.
You got to say it the DJ way. Weekend.
Working for the weekend. And it's funny you mentioned that because I had this dream almost. I would say 4 days ago, and I woke up and not a sweat, but I was like, wow, like my early 20s were awesome. And I remember going to New York to the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was the Foo Fighters playing. And afterwards, I went with Tim Virgin, who was friends with the Foo Fighters.
Sure.
Your hero.
Yeah.
He's
a lovely man. He showed me every way to Sunday how not to F up my career as a young man.
That's
right.
Good.
And he
wasn't, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's true.
Tim Virgin wasn't.
Oh, no, 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 he was not. No. People would ask that question. It was the same. They'd be like, are you the big O? And I'm like, oh, God. This has nothing to do with orgasms. Leave me alone. That name was given to me. I did not choose that name. Moving on with my life.
Was Tim Virgin's name given to him?
Was
that a fake DJ
name? By his priest,
it was a fake DJ name. His real name, his real last name started with a V, but it wasn't a DJ name.
Okay. All right.
It was a super foreign name.
DJ. Absolutely.
It was
Virgin.
Vibios.
Something like that.
And Virgin Records, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True enough. Yeah. Sure.
So we end up at a club with Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, and Tim Virgin, like in all these like luminaries. And we're sitting in a round, big booth.
Yeah.
And it's
a banquet.
And I'm sitting at the end with these
rock stars. With the Foo Fighters. Wow. It's Foo Fighters.
And Mike, I had forgotten that I got to do all this cool stuff.
Right.
Like,
right.
When you're a kid, that's when it pays your bills. You're like, oh my God, you don't even know what I just did.
My first big celebrity interview was also in Salisbury. Did you know that?
Yours was?
Yeah, it was Michael Bolton. He was doing a celebrity softball game.
I got
to interview him. He was actually on the mound. And his eyes.
You drove all that way
dreamy.
To interview Michael Bolton?
Mike, I do believe I was told to drive all that way.
Oh, my God.
To interview Michael Bolton.
And to do kind of a jive interview with him, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. And he actually turned out.
Oh, what a horrible task we gave you.
He turned out to be cool enough to sort of roll with it. I mean, he was aware that it was
this is Michael Bolton.
Yeah. It's a celebrity softball game outside of Ocean City. And he rolled with it. He was a nice guy. But that was my first big interaction with a celebrity.
Would you like another country?
Please.
Charlie Daniels at Wild World. Remember when Wild World used to have the concerts, right?
Yes, of course.
Remember
at the Wild
the
World Pavilion? Yeah, yeah.
Then Charlie Daniels came in, and I went to
in Largo.
That's awesome.
In Largo, I went to interview Charlie Daniels, and he had a tent where he was hanging out. That's where he was, like, his dressing room was an actual outdoor tent, and he had just come out with, I think the song was Still in Saigon.
Oh, yeah.
And it was controversial, and I'm not sure why it was controversial, but he had armed guards outside of his tent because he had gotten death threats.
Wow.
I heard
because a bullet wouldn't penetrate the canvas.
That's cool, Mike. That is cool.
That is cool.
Ronnie Millsap, I interviewed in Baltimore at his hotel. I interviewed him, and he could not.
How was
have
he? He's always a fascinating
absolutely
guy.
Absolutely charming.
Yeah, he has
absolutely
no vision.
Absolutely charming.
He has no vision, you know.
He's visually impaired,
yes.
And he was phenomenal. And I think that's about it as far as a country. Dolly Parton could not have been nicer.
And
Dolly
you got
Parton
to third base
nice.
With her?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
nice.
People don't realize that.
Mm.
Yeah, and she was she was very. Here's what I remember about Dolly Parton.
Cup them,
what do you
Dolly.
Think of? You think of Dolly Parton. You think the big boobs,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So no one talks about her actual stature
or Dolly World.
She is
Wood.
Teeny.
Oh.
She is tiny, 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 like elfin
like. Like 4 feet.
Super small. She's not 4 feet, but probably just under 5 feet.
Wow, that's awesome.
She's tiny.
Wonder she doesn't fall down. She would
Thank
need
you.
A tremendous
Thank
understanding.
So,
was she wearing a wig when you interviewed her?
Yeah, probably.
Was cleavage her signature look her entire career?
I have a picture somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Was cleavage her signature look her entire career?
Yeah, yeah, the boobs were always part of her thing. And, you know, I remember her being, you know, not, I remember being more impressed with the celebrity than the sexiness of the woman. I remember not caring at all, you know, say, hey, that's Dolly Parton. You know, she was more of a caricature to me.
I do think she's still, she's probably 70 now, and I think she's probably, yeah, she's probably still doable. She's charming. Yeah.
Rob, yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, you're talking about the sexuality. I think she's still doable.
No, I said, but because she kind of played up the boobs, and, you know, and I said, what I was saying is back then,
yes,
over 30 years ago, when I interviewed her, I didn't find that the case. And then you flash forwarded to 70 and said she was still, which is the same thing your dad does with, like, Mamie Van Doren, the 90-year-old.
You cross the line. You cross the line without even thinking about it.
My father's still trying to get an interview with Mamie Van Doren.
Do you have a thing for older? I mean,
Carrie is a lot older than me.
She's 7 years older than you, right?
She's 25 years older than me.
No, she's not. She's
3 years. She's 3 years older.
3 years. Come on.
Sure does nap like the elderly.
No, she doesn't.
Do you have a thing for, like, older broads?
No, not really. No.
You know, I've got one on my list who's in her 70s right now.
Oh, really?
Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Hanoi Jane.
I think Jane.
I love when he busts out a relatable.
Wrong show. Jane Fonda is, I think, still manages to look stunning.
Yeah, like, and Helen Mirren.
Do you know that I finally saw for the very first time, I think I told you guys off air.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the President's Men.
Oh, wow. Such a great movie.
I just saw for the first time. It was on cable, and I said, oh, I heard this flick was all right.
It's in color. I'll look at it.
All right, I'm going to take a chance since Oscar Brown. Talk about your impressions of it.
Okay,
I'm going to try to find what I consider to be, from a suspense, one of the greatest soundtracks in film.
Okay.
Is great. It's very simple. I'm going to try to find it.
I grew up knowing about Watergate, and I was fascinated about the entire, just the geopolitical landscape of that time.
It happened in your backyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I came to the States when it was like 83, right? I was 3 years old.
Right.
And I remember asking my dad growing up, can you explain Watergate to me a little more?
Because
we would drive by all the time to his office. And
sure.
Oh, that's where
the hotel.
That all happened, right? Mm-hmm. But I'd heard about this movie, All the President's Men. I'd just never seen it before.
It's great storytelling.
So I busted in halfway through, and Comcast, even though I pay full price, does this cool thing with Xfinity where you, like, restart the movie.
Sure, yeah.
It's 11:30. I'm like, I don't want to restart. Fine, I'll restart it.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the entire thing.
It's great.
I said, this is why everyone said this movie's so great.
And Jason Robards as Ben Bradley.
Everyone's
awesome.
Phenomenal.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I loved it. It's great. And it does really help you to understand
this. This is as far as building, this is the sequence when they're finding the list of the donors, the Creekness, Committee to Reelect the President.
Yes, yes.
And there's just, it's just a spectacular build. Simple,
follow
dramatic.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
So, but throughout the movie, outside of how he's absolutely right, the music makes the movie, every time they mention Liddy.
Oh, I know.
Bring in the horns. This is building. They're figuring out that this, the President of the United States has orchestrated, and the office of the White House has orchestrated, illegal activities and a cover-up. And you get panoramic shots of Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And you see their cars driving around as they are pursuing all of these leads. This was back in the day. This was not internet stuff. This was knocking on doors.
Paper.
Bernstein and Woodward hitting the pavement, exposing just an amazing, amazing amount of wrongdoing. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty
strange. Didn't have the content. All I knew was what I was taught in school and what my father explained to me and what I'd seen on, you know, what PBS was putting out when I was younger.
Right.
But to see that movie and for a story to be explained to you that way was just awesome.
I wish I
hadn't waited so long to watch that film because I was in this douchebag 30s and I don't give a F 20s where I was like, ah, that thing looks old. I'm not going to watch that old movie. I'm the worst.
Everyone, I think, likes a movie that is set in their hometown because they get to see images of their city. I think that might be the best DC movie ever made.
It's just so good.
Pretty spectacular.
It is. So good. But Liddy, every time they mention Liddy, I'm like, Hanoi Jane. And my girl's like, what are you doing?
And I'm when did he resign? Did he resign 1974? Is that when he resigned?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Summer of 74. Okay, yeah.
You know what I remember about that? I celebrated my 35th birthday.
Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is on the right track, but I think we need more of a classic feel to fit the brand. Lose that, move this up there, circle that, move this here, that there, these up top, these underneath, and then flip it. Got it?
You got it, Katie.
Good. Then circle that, put that up there, move this and that, these and those, that and that, all of this, this, that.
Katie, just listen. Any new thoughts on what the fall color will be?
I'm still trying to crack it.
What's up, bitches? Let's rage!
Yeah!
You made it!
Of course I made it! What, am I gonna miss my camp reunion?
Good morning, everybody. Well, it's the last day of camp, so once again, it's time for all of you to grab that one last kiss, last dance, last... Well, you know what I mean. There are certain things I can't say on a family radio station, folks. Buzz! Y'all just got stung by your humble servant, the beekeeper himself, manning the controls for the 10th summer in a row.
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Oh, and don't worry if you see any old fogies wandering around the grounds today. The Firewood class of 1981 has returned for their 10-year reunion. And McKinley, if you're listening, I showered just last week.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Hi, Wade.
The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you, Wade. Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the... we're on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us, especially tomorrow on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are brought to you by Texture. Summertime is a great time for magazine content. You like reading? I sure do. You get smarter when you read.
It's the best. It's the best to read.
And reading magazines at the beach, just, you know, at the pool, it's a leisure activity and relaxing on your deck. But who wants to lug all those magazines around or deal with the clutter in your beach house? It's a hassle, and newsstand prices are expensive. That's why you need Texture. We all love Texture. You're going to love Texture. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture gives you access to every magazine under the sun for less than a few individual subscriptions. I don't know why I'm talking like Jack Kent.
I love it.
You can read all day right from your phone. So don't forget the sunscreen. Texture is totally searchable. Daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now.
When?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS. Love all their magazines. And I love magazine content, and we're delighted to be with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar has me thinking about All the President's Men. Is there any greater smoker's voice than Jason Robards in that movie as Ben Bradley?
If you guys F up again, I'm going to get mad.
Dustin get mad. Hoffman?
Yes.
Really annoying.
Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford?
Yeah. Do you think the movie would have been as good if Dustin Hoffman had played his Rain Man character in All the President's Men? Definitely bribery.
Absolutely. E. Howard Hunt. E. Howard Hunt. Absolutely Charles Coulson. Actually, John Earl, yeah, very, very mean. Very, very mean man. Bob Haldeman, very, very, very nasty. John Dean, absolutely a traitor. Absolutely a traitor. Betrayed his president. Absolutely betrayed his president.
Hot water burned Nixon.
Hot water burned Nixon. Hot water burned Nixon. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Rain Man.
Yes, Tricky Dick.
How many toothpicks are on that floor?
Oh, no.
There were three left in the box. Oh. Yeah. Very clever, boys.
Anyway, that's the... I think that's Bonnie Hunt.
I think you're right.
I think that's Bonnie Hunt in that scene with the toothpick.
Really?
Yes. Welcome to Stream of Conscious Radio 101.
We'll start the show in a second.
I would give... You know, I'd bet $1 million that I don't have to say that there's no other show in America that just made that crossover. I love it. That's what's so great about this show.
I'm happy you watched that because we are in interesting times now.
When people would say follow the money for the last 2 years, I'm like, all right, I get it. Follow the money. Now I watch that movie, I'm like, oh, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're just throwing out follow the money and what?
And you know the real Deep Throat finally outed himself and died, what, like 3 or 4 years ago?
Straight to Wikipedia.
Oh, did you?
When that movie was over, I didn't go to bed for like another 45 minutes. I was like, I got to figure out what's going on.
Felt? Felt, I think his name was?
Feldman. He opened a circus after.
But he wasn't. No, no, no. But was it,
was it Feldman?
Was it guaranteed that he really was after all the?
Yes,
was it definitive.
Yeah, I believe it was definitive. And
shocker, his son outed him because he was bragging to a few of his college roommates, and then it was confirmed when he was on his deathbed when the Post, I think Bradley and Woodward, went to go see him and say, hey,
thanks.
can we finally talk about this? Because you're about to.
True enough.
Can you guys hear
bucket.
This?
Oh, yeah, we can hear it. It's beautiful.
We take you to the back room at Micro Center. It's late at night. The lights have been turned off. The store is closed for the day. Yet, interestingly, in the background, in the storage room, with a small little table light, lingers an employee. His name? Mike McIntosh. Unbeknownst to the powers that be at Micro Center, Michael McIntosh has been skimming money from Micro Center into his own personal bank account. Mike McIntosh is stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from Micro Center. Meanwhile, he's online every day fighting with listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show. Affectionately known as Mac, he seemingly is innocent, but he's not. Michael McIntosh is a thief.
I just love this soundtrack. I don't know why. I love soundtracks in general.
Yeah.
This is one of the great...
Page.
I've never seen a movie where it was so perfectly done. Yeah. It's so unique.
And
it was like
almost underdone. You know, it's like another character. It doesn't scream out at you. It supports.
That movie, that's look, if you haven't seen All the President's Men, check it out. Like Oscar will tell you that. That is a movie that holds up beautifully.
Oh, my God.
It's a period piece anyway, so it takes place, you know, it's happening when it's
never,
happening.
Never. So, there is, I guess the word is nostalgia, when you see a phone booth, when you're like, oh, I remember those.
And also, only thing that throws off a movie like that that lets you know that it's not now, everybody's smoking. All the time. That and The Exorcist, too. Yeah, there's so much smoke.
And if you want to see Carl Bernstein as he is today, regular CNN contributor.
Yeah.
And an enormous Trump fan. No. He is... no, I mean, he's like... He's one of these top guys for being distraught. He gets angry, but you'll see him, and he's old.
Also, but, the cojones...
He's a very, very handsome man.
Yeah.
The cojones on the Washington Post and Bradley to... stick by their story and the reporters and say no when they tried to bury the story.
Post remains a pretty great paper.
I was shocked. I was like, whoa. I didn't even know this happened.
You basically have two major newspapers today that are can afford to do investigative journalism. Mm-hmm. If you notice, all the stories in the current climate,
it's the Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal. I forgot the journal. You're absolutely right. But you don't get it out of the, not a lot out of the LA Times.
No.
These are paper. Because newspapers... are kind of treading water right now.
The one that really, really breaks the stories is USA Today. That is huge.
With their crack investigation.
Those pie graphs. Yeah, let me tell you.
This much money went to creep.
So I was joking about our friend Michael McIntosh, Mac, our intern Mac, but as we mentioned yesterday, we couldn't get to it on yesterday's show because I was flapping my gums, but I have to tell you, a wonderful little internet skirmish occurred.
Oh, great, a dust-up, a Brannigan.
Intern Mac and one of the a man that I rarely challenge online, Trip Affleck, the very angry Trip Affleck, who if you get on his bad side, you're in troubled waters.
Yes,
and you know, and by the
Pitbull.
Way, if the food truck doesn't show up outside his office, they're in big trouble too.
What if there's a birthday and no cake in the office?
Oh my God! I mean, you think those sinkholes in Florida are bad? You know, forget it.
That's
when the whole office would be swallowed up.
That's when the frosting hits the fan.
It's terrible. Get that man his birthday cake and stat. So, Rob, what is the background with it? What happened?
I personally feel now. This is my Carl Bernstein-like analysis. Is that okay. On Sunday morning, Mac put up a post that I thought was a dig at me. And so I let it lay for about 15 hours before I touched it. And I read the post now. He posted this at 9:30 on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And it's one of those ones that's big letters on a black background. You know, he really prettied it up.
Do we need any background for it? Do we need any context for this?
No, just out of the blue, he posts, "I hate donuts. The taste is not good enough for the completely S feeling you get after eating it." Frowny face emoticon.
Okay, why is that a dig at you?
Why do you think that's a dig at you?
Because he knows I love donuts, and also something will come up later.
Wait. This is the first layer of the onion. We have to stop on it.
This will be... Okay, then let me cut to...
You. Somebody posted a generic comment about a donut, and you took it personally.
Let me introduce this. Hold on, I have to find the post.
By the way, his point is... I tend to agree with
you. Do you remember on the ride back from Florida where I almost died in the back of the car?
You almost died because we made you eat so many Krispy Kreme donuts.
We didn't make him do anything.
Pancake and a donut.
Pancakes to you.
A pancake and a donut, you can. They make you feel horrible.
But 12 hours later, okay, I let it sit there, and I introduced this into evidence. This is supportive.
This personal affront to your
I wrote, world. My comment was, idiot. And then Mike McIntosh writes, "Took long enough for you to comment. I've been waiting for this all day."
I wrote, idiot and a troll,
nice mix. So yeah,
I'm with him right now. Right now, I'm with him. It's okay.
All right.
It's okay. He makes a comment about a donut, which I think is funny and kind of, you know, snarky. And I don't, you know. And then he says, "I've been waiting for it all day," that he was kind of waiting for.
I will skip some of the other comments in the thread to make this move along.
No, please don't. I want to hear them.
Merle Rogers writes, "You, my friend, are eating the wrong donuts."
And now, see, that to me is a good point as well. I think you know that we are Dunkin' Donuts across the fruit of planet. It's a terrible company.
What about donut
Unless
holes?
They advertise. You mean donut holes from Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I mean. Those
oh, you mean the Pop-Ums?
Those aren't Pop-Ums.
That's what they're called.
Really?
I believe so.
How do you know that?
I hang out there.
They're called Pop-Ums
because we actually used to joke in high school that they were called Pop-Ums and they were Catholic donuts.
By the way,
fast times at Ridgemont High, let me tell you.
May I weigh in once again in the Great White North? If you're going to eat a donut, Tim, and you want it from a chain, get it from Tim Hortons.
Yes.
What did you get at Tim Hortons? I'm jealous.
I haven't been. Because I'm trying. There are certain.
He's too busy eating soft serve.
Okay.
Ice cream has been I missed it one time. They were closed and it was after 6 o'clock.
How dare they?
You need to find yourself a 24-hour place.
You should have seen me, Oscar. If there had been a video camera on me when we went by at like 7:15 and it wasn't 24-hour Tim Hortons, I'm like, you want to know why they go out? You want to know why these franchises go out of business? That's why.
Oh, it's sun's down. Time to close. No donuts for Mike today.
That's right. You're doing is that a Maine accent?
No, I was trying to do Canada.
Oh, no, it was. They have him in Maine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, those are.
This is Ellsworth, Maine. This is the Ellsworth.
Right down the street,
Maine.
You better not go in there. That's riddled with spies.
Okay, just continue. All right. Stop it.
Trip Affleck then comments, "Guarantee," with an emphasis on T. "Guarantee they were Dunkin' or grocery store or maybe even these." And he posts Little Debbie mini frosted donuts. Mike McIntosh replies, "Trip Affleck, your guarantee is wrong." Merle Rogers says, "What kind were they?" Rob Cox says, "So, what kind were they?"
Sure, Mike everybody wants to know now.
Sure,
he loves this.
Mike McIntosh says, "Krispy Kreme." And then Trip Affleck, 1 minute later, says, "You have a delicate constitution."
These guys.
Then Mike McIntosh replies, I just don't like any kind of donut. Rob Cox, still in the mix, says, no wonder. The sugar overload on those would cause anyone to go into diabetic shock! Exclamation point. Merle Rogers says, I can't really attest to Krispy Kreme. Never actually had one fresh. There's a local place around here called Maple Donuts that's very good.
I will tell you, Krispy Kreme overrated. Vastly overrated.
It's certainly civil
so far. You're wrong. You're wrong.
I don't like they're the best. It has to be at a certain temperature to enjoy it. I think you ought to be able to enjoy it.
Treat yourself, Mike.
At any temperature.
Treat yourself. Even hours old, they're better.
I'd take one right now.
When they're fresh, unreal.
I mean, I'm a donut. I like a good donut, but I'm saying Krispy Kreme is not all that, in my opinion.
Let's focus on this argument.
Yes.
Tim Hortons, though, the French cruller, is all that. It's a beautiful product.
The French cruller. Surrender yourself to deliciousness.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's kind of like an egg-based batter.
Trip
very,
Affleck.
Very tasty.
Says.
Very tasty. Yes, I'm sorry, Oscar. We can't help ourselves. It's the eggs. It's the eggs in the batter. Thank you.
So do you remember that when Rob Cox said, there's too much sugar in a Krispy Kreme donut, put you in diabetic shock? Trip Affleck replies, not true, Rob. And posts a link from HuffingtonPost.com, 15 foods that have more sugar than a Krispy Kreme donut. I do believe something has been tossed. A gauntlet,
yeah,
if you will.
Yes. He's showing his skills. Trip Affleck's showing his skills. Got some evidence to back it up.
Mike McIntosh says, this was the first donut I've eaten in 4 or 5 years. I just don't care for them. And then Frank Allen III, here's a new player, puts in a GIF or a GIF file that says, this isn't the news. This is a travesty. And then Fred Cox.
All right, hold on. We got a break. Okay. Let's break it up. When we come back, this isn't even the fight yet.
No, we're just
this
getting
isn't
to
even
the fight.
The fight. But he is definitely stirring the pot and getting more attention by his anti-donut posts that he continues to make.
Yes.
Mike McIntosh, snarky.
Stealing from Micro Center and causing trouble.
Yeah, follow the discount.
Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Caution, ladies and gentlemen, the promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Huh? Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with 2 B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are proud to announce the debut of a brand new source for all your voiceover needs. Introducing MikeOVO.com.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you wanted to get something like that O'Reilly promo done, where could you go?
You would go to MikeOVO.com.
Yes.
MikeOVO.com brings you one click away from the golden tones of Mr. Mike O'Mara. Whether you need a classic announcer or a character voice, or one of his signature celebrity impressions. Can I walk you home? That's John Mulaney. I'm stealing from my mind. Whatever you need, Mike O'VO can make it happen. Mike specializes. He's a wonderful guy. And he specializes in commercials, radio promos, and imaging for your radio or television station.
Is he a donut guy?
He loves them.
What about crullers?
Can't get enough of them. Put ice cream in them.
Donut guy.
Put butter on top of them. Audiobooks. He hasn't done one of those.
Yes,
perhaps
he has.
Perhaps he never will.
He did an audiobook.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, yes. His own.
That's right.
His own. His honor. High-quality audio with a fast turnaround time. And if you can write it, I guarantee this, as I look into the camera, let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
If you can write it, Mike can read it. Anyway, just go to MikeOVO.com and contact us today. That's MikeOVO.com. Now, when you go there, you will see examples of his body of work. Some of the fine reads that you hear on this show are included in that. Some narrations included in that. Some spots, recorded commercials are included in that. It's really, really wonderful.
And isn't that your signature move? Once you nail a piece of copy, you crumple it up and throw it away?
Yeah.
Because it can't be done any better.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Let me just say this, okay? Don't piss him off.
Oh, he's my God.
A knife. Oh, a knife.
Yeah.
Here's the wound that I got from the knife.
Oh, you cut yourself with the knife?
Yeah, and it got infected.
Mike has a Swiss Army knife in his hand right now.
No, it's just a folding knife.
Thank you, Oscar, for reminding everybody that we're primarily an audio podcast. I'm sorry. I'm showing the knife to the camera. I'm sorry. This is audio. For the radio and podcast listeners that consume this product the way it's supposed to be consumed, which is by ear, I'm very, very sorry.
By ear!
To the camera. I'm playing to the camera too much, okay? And I want to assure you in the listening audience that I won't do that any longer.
Camera's over here.
Anywho, back to the show.
Please.
So this guy, our intern
Mac,
this guy Mac starts a big war because he's talking about donuts and he's anti-donut. Now, I'm all for him when he says that a donut can give you like a sugar rush and you'll feel bad. I'm not sure I'm with him when he starts doing that. I haven't had one in 5 years. I don't want. That's pissing me off too. So
well,
he's begun
he loves to eat
piss
healthy.
Me off as well. Right.
All
right.
So back to the thread where he's talking about the sugar content and stuff. And when I got to it, then it cuts to Kevin Sargent saying, "What about Skittle flavors?" And then Dick Sanderson says, "A fresh glazed coffee roll from 7-Eleven is lovely." Jamie Campos Minor writes, I prefer...
Well, hold on. Who said that the fresh thing from 7-Eleven?
Dick Sanderson. He's just weighing in for the first time.
New guy.
7-Eleven.
Side player. Yeah.
Hey, Dick, 7-Eleven product, no. Come on.
When's the last time you had a coffee from 7-Eleven?
Probably back in the morning show days. That's the last time.
The coffee has been upgraded and the donuts have been upgraded.
They bring them in fresh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They don't make them
really?
In store.
So, well, hold on. Am I missing something? Are they worthy donuts?
They're not the garbage donuts we grew up with, that's for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert got one the other day and it was a Homer Simpson donut.
Yeah.
Pink with the sprinkles. Very mm-hmm. pretty. Engaging. Really?
Really?
Yes.
From 7-Eleven.
Mm hmm.
I know what my plans are.
Try the cheeseburger as well.
The what?
They sell cheeseburgers at 7-Eleven.
They're amazing.
Pizza.
Well,
rollers,
I know.
Who said amazing?
Adrian say amazing?
Yeah, he did.
The cheeseburgers, wait, the cheeseburgers at 7-Eleven are amazing?
They're really good.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good, yeah.
How much?
Like $1.99.
Yeah, cheap. Cheaper than McDonald's.
Yeah.
Walk out of McDonald's with a value meal, it's like $7 now.
How do they stack up against a McDonald's hamburger?
I prefer the 7-Eleven ones, actually. Because you have the McDonald's
because
ones way too much.
Because he's pot-addled. That's
no,
why.
No, because they're cheap.
Yeah. Do you have to microwave them?
No, they come warm.
Yeah.
They keep them in that like
sometimes
hot dog roller
twice.
Thing.
I'm fascinated. I love this show.
You've never seen the rack of like...
the hot dogs and the...
Yeah, the rollers. I'm familiar with the roller stuff.
I've seen the hot dogs and the Spanish food.
Yes.
They got taquitos now.
Yeah, taquitos.
Yeah.
They got everything now.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Slurpee guy.
I don't know if Ellsworth has gotten as creative, your 7-Eleven up there, as they have in this area, because we have a certain population, my people.
Not I don't. Sure I didn't know you had a 7-Eleven up there.
I don't know. I don't know where the
convenience
we have
store.
We have a Circle K, maybe, up here.
Circle K has, if it's anything like the West Coast Circle K, they have an offering, a plethora of
pinatas.
Of pinatas. Thank you.
See, I used to think it was only Wawa that had the really good food.
Sheetz is very good as well.
Yeah,
your convenience store or your, I guess, your
Rofo,
your to-go, gas, and I guess grub places.
Yeah,
they have such a better menu than they had when I was growing up. At least
they've stepped up
that
game.
I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked as a man of larger carriage, Mike, that you're not into this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't eat everything, Oscar. Yeah, not enough time in the day. Not enough time in the day. But I feel like I've let you down with my travel schedule, you know, with all the miles that the car, you know, hits
car.
On the way to and from Florida. I'm surprised I haven't done
it. I can't
this.
Wait.
I'm
going
to
rectify that.
The Royal Farms I went to in Glen Burnie, Maryland, actually had a touchpad to order custom-made deli sandwiches.
Well, see, they have that at Wawa.
And see, sheets.
Yeah, yeah, sheets as well.
And stuff. And that's technology, that baby, right there.
Yeah, but I'm but there's only one item right now that is talking to me, that is actually, I'm envisioning it, and that is the 7-Eleven cheeseburger. That was described by intern Adrian as amazing.
Do we have a 7-Eleven close to here? We don't, do we? Not
no,
in the city.
No,
so I'm sorry.
We used to have one at WAVA right across the street. Took Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons over there from Kiss.
Oh.
Or at least Paul Stanley. I don't know if Gene Simmons went.
And we had a fairly close one at WJFK, but JFK also had the world's worst McDonald's.
Took the late Donna Summer across the street to 7-Eleven.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But you weren't like a person of interest in the death or anything.
No.
No, it didn't kill her.
No, thank you.
Donna Summer. She was looking for some hot stuff.
Where were we with the threat?
Jamie Campos Minor. This I find very...
August shows on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Says,
at least we're working. Everyone else took off in the city.
Oh, my God.
Took off. We're working. Yes. August shows.
They're all in Maine.
I prefer donuts city. To donuts. And she spells D-O-N-U-T-S to D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T-S. I prefer donuts to donuts. I'm okay with the simple spelling. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think you're more accurately describing the product if you put the O-U-G-H in there.
Yeah, but what if you're making a neon sign? You're saving some money on letters.
Like a cheeseburger right there.
Mike, I need you to focus on this.
I'm very sorry.
Okay, this is when I weighed in with idiot.
Okay, you're in.
Okay, and Merle Rogers says, now, the poor boy isn't an idiot. He probably just had SE donuts all his life. Probably never even had a donut before. Mike McIntosh says, took you long enough to comment. I've been waiting for this all day. And I said, idiot and a troll. Nice mix. And then Kurt Boucher writes, most donuts will make you hate life enough to eat another. I don't know what that means.
This is what Facebook was created for, though.
Yes.
This stupid, mindless thread with people talking about donuts. And Mac, I give him credit for getting our listeners all riled up about this particular subject.
Now, this is where it goes.
This is where it turns.
This is where it turns, because Tripp puts up a separate post on his own page, and here's what he writes.
And Tripp's angry.
He is. Mac continues to be a dip-ass. He writes it out. He's wrong. He doesn't get it, and he refuses to be corrected. He can delete it from his post, but not from mine. So then Tripp puts up a screen cap of something he had posted on Mac's wall that Mac deleted.
Because Mac got snarky with Tripp and didn't want anybody to see that. You know, Tripp is a guy you don't challenge online.
You're going to lose.
So
the post that Tripp wrote that was deleted writes, yes, Mac. Oh, so remember when Tripp put up the thing, 15 things that have more sugar?
Yes, yes.
So Tripp put up that, and then Mac writes, Tripp Affleck, colon. So HuffPo is a reputable site now? Who knew? So Mac is challenging the credibility of Huffington
now, hold on.
Post.
Stop right there. This is what pissed Oscar off. This is when Mac goes into this is where he gets to be a little... super snark.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is when you want to kick his ass. When he's doing this type of thing. Who knew? The hip-hop. That's the equivalent of going.
Exactly. So Tripp replies. And remember, this was pulled down by Mac. This was actually deleted. So this is like a lost content. Yes, Mac, says Tripp. The Huffington Post is reputable, and sugar content is not a subjective topic anyway. They're not offering their opinion on sugar content. Sugar content is factual information. They also provide sources. If you don't actually understand that the real concept of fake news, don't go around blathering about a website's reputation. Go ahead, dip-ass. Delete this one, too.
Wow.
He's gotten on his bad side. Watch
Checkmate.
Out.
And this is the thread continues. Tripp says, you are such an immature dip-ass. You have no idea what you're talking about. Mac McIntosh writes, pot calling kettle black. Tripp writes,
fight.
Oh, this is a good one. Tripp writes, no, Mac, it is not the pot calling the kettle black, you outrageous imbecile. I served 12 years in the Navy. By the time I was your age, I'd lived in Spain for 3 years and visited half a dozen countries. I'm now the director of operations for a medical company. And then Mike McIntosh writes, and yet you're angry because I don't like donuts. Tripp writes, you really are a moron. I don't give an F about you or your effing delicate tummy. You ignorantly dismiss plain statistics because you cling to some silly idea that the Huffington Post is not a legitimate news outlet. Your ignorant opinion about HuffPo was irrelevant. The article simply outlined sugar content of various foods, but your judgment is lacking. Your maturity is lacking. Your social skills are non-existent, so you blathered on and on and on.
It is late
at
night.
I can't believe this.
It is on the street outside a Dunkin' Donuts at a Northern Virginia strip mall. A lone figure in an orange sweatshirt is projectile vomiting after eating half a dozen glazed donuts. His name? Michael McIntosh. I'm sorry. I just had to do that again.
So yeah, Tripp closes this the comment. Your social skills are non-existent, so you blathered on about something of which you have no knowledge. Mike McIntosh replies, my post wasn't about you. I didn't say donuts taste bad or that you shouldn't eat them. You don't work for the Huffington Post, so why do you take things so personally? Mike McIntosh is the worst punctuation, by the way. Tripp Affleck says, and my comment wasn't about you or your distaste for donuts. It was a reply to someone else who had commented.
All right.
Why do you take things so personally? And he goes on. But I think that the...
Who's saying that? You got to be clear as to who's saying what.
This is Tripp.
Tripp, okay. Yeah, Mike McIntosh has bad punctuation because it requires effort.
That's true. That's very true. Mm. So Tripp continues to say, why do you take things so personally? You is all capital. I love when people do emphasis on their Facebook
Tripp, photos. Tripp is a wonderful punctuator.
And he's not going to let go.
Why do you take things so personally? Never mind. Keep shucking and jiving and changing the subject. I look forward to your continued flaying on the show. I don't know what that is. But you're done on my wall.
Flaying means we're flaying him. We're yeah, beating yeah. him.
Okay. Oh, filleting him.
Yes, like food.
No, no, flay. Like F-L-A-Y, right? Did he say F-L-A-Y?
F-L-A-Y,
I-N-G?
Yeah.
Yeah, flayed. Like you're flaying somebody.
Okay.
Flock a flay?
And well, then, it means to remove their skin, basically.
And then Tripp goes on to say...
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Horrible.
Thank you, Count Chocula. That was very nice. That was a wonderful little contribution there. Thank you, Nosferatu.
I love it.
Pony Boy Bloom Count weighing Chocula. In on that.
It's actually removing the skin.
Get in the basket! It's just pretty interesting how you... you
he knew it awfully quick, and then, he said, it's horrible. Well, thank you, Pony, for saying that it was horrible. Tripp goes on to say...
Hey, Pony.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And he can't keep a girlfriend. Tripp goes on to say, I am the nicest guy on the planet. I just don't handle dumb assery very well. I'm okay when it's passive and I just observe it from a distance. But when the uber dumbass walks up to me for no reason and vomits dumb assery all over my shoes, I become perturbed. And then this is my favorite part, the very last post from Eric Stilginski. He writes, Tripp for precedent. And he spells it precedent. And that is the dust up between Mac and Tripp.
There is, how much time? There's a layer, though.
Wait, let's analyze this when we come back.
Okay.
This is worthy of it. This is worthy of a little Michael McIntosh analysis.
Just trying to help him, man.
A little Tripp Affleck analysis, too.
Yes.
Because there's a nice thing that Tripp said about Mac before. So he cares about Mike McIntosh.
Yes,
we'll
all do.
We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Meara. Take a spin now. You're in with the techno set.
You're going surfing on the internet. Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and inter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short.
Uh-huh.
I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot, and one called Dairiel. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows. Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machines.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, guess what? I did it again, folks.
What?
My daughter has a boyfriend, and she was showing me pictures of him. I will not mention his name right now until she gives me permission, but she was showing me pictures, and I noticed that he looks like Oscar. He's got a little beard, and I said, yeah, that's a little scruffy beard, and I said, you know what I did? I've never met the guy. He didn't know. I didn't send him a gift card, but what I did send him was a Harry's Truman set.
Nice
from
job.
Harry's.com.
Very kind.
Harry's, if you don't know, we've been talking about it. They're all about a great shave. beautiful, beautiful products at Harrys.com. They're fantastic. And by the way, if you want a free trial set, you can get, this is what they give you. It's a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to Harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's Harrys.com/TMOS, and you will get your free trial offer from Harry's today. But I sent him the Truman set because I said that's my way of it's lighthearted. It's my way of saying
that's how you connect.
On.
That's very nice of you. You know,
if he gets a smile out of it, if he gets use out of it, I will
it's
be very
a
very
wonderful
happy
gift.
It is.
Yes. So you know now you know if he's got like the job interview and he needs to shave the beard,
up.
I'll
perfect.
Be cool. But Harry's offers their blades, by the way, at half the price of the leading blade. Or razor by selling directly to you over the internet. We love Harry's, and now my, you know, my daughter's boyfriend has a Truman set coming to him. Probably perfect. Already arrived. Did
he
it
will
two
love
days
it.
Ago.
He will love it.
Welcome
you
back
have
to
another
the show.
Latino
we are
in your life, Mike.
Yes, I do. It's fantastic. I'm looking forward to it, and I am very much looking forward to our breakdown of this little thread with Trip Affleck and Mac, and the fact that. You know, Mac started with the point about a donut, which I thought was valid, and then it just got completely
well, it
snarky.
Was a troll. It's a trolling thread. It's an ugly thread.
May I weigh in here?
Please.
Yes.
So I've been the closest with Mac, I say, over the past 5 years, right?
Sure you have.
And a lot of it has been contentious. I would say the majority of our time together is spent of me asking Mac to stop talking because
a quick footnote. Yeah. I see a lot of Oscar and Mac time happen after the show, and any sort of ill will, any sort of bad isms that come out of that relationship are entirely Mac caused.
Yeah. So Mac, at times he's breached the perimeter at the house, where he's been to my home, my personal home, and sat in the living room and farted up the couch. And
I want to stay there, Oscar. I'm Mac, and I want to stay there. I want to live in your home. I want to live in your home, and I want you to put you and your lovely fiance in the freezer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sure he's.
Could I flay you?
Spyware on my computers, but I consider him a friend. And
when he leaves, do you put a piece of tape over your camera?
So, what I've noticed about my friend Mac ever since he got this job at Micro Center, right, where he's allegedly stealing from. Where Mac, his confidence level, which was at a solid 8, though it should have been at a 5, in life, has become a solid 11 out of a 1 to 10 scale. And I said to Mac as I was online gaming with him, I said, hey, man, what's the best part about working at Micro Center? He's like, he and this is when I know Mac's being cocky and he's got too much power.
Right.
Where he's like, well, nothing. I'm like, no, there's got to be something, you know. You got to be doing something that really fulfills you. Like, what drives you?
I'm waiting for this answer. I want to hear what you said.
And he's like, well, there is one thing. And I was like, he's on a microphone, so it sounds like he's on the air with me, essentially, right? I said, Mike,
you're doing a show.
What is, why are you snickering? Why are you laughing? Just tell me. I'm not going to beg you to tell me. I asked the question, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, it's not a big deal. I'm like, okay, just say it. Just tell me, we're trying to beat this other crew from Asia. Let's get it over with. Right? I got to focus on what's going on here. And he said, well, there is that sometimes people come in with their computers that haven't worked for months or weeks. And I do a special thing that brings their computers back to life. And they think that, like, I'm magic. And I said, well, I'm thinking at this point that, oh, he must have, like, some deep computer knowledge that he's going to lay on us that we won't understand because who hasn't had a computer that died? Mike, we've all been there, right?
Sure.
Right. Absolutely.
And he goes, I hard reboot them. And I said, you mean you just hold the power button down and then hard reboot a computer? He goes, yes. I said, I've been doing that since I was a teenager, and I'm 10 years older than you.
So what Oscar's point is here, if I can explain it a little more in more detail.
Analysis.
The fact is, he takes something that anyone can do, and he takes ownership of
it. He lords it over people.
Like it's some genius move, and that's where he kind of
it's not special.
He inflates his skill level.
Yes.
Don't you think? Is that what he does?
Because his universe... His Mac universe is so small.
I have no idea.
That a little thing takes great importance.
And look, all I know is he's lovable.
I was happy for him, Mike. I was happy for him. But then as we continue playing, because I asked him that right off the bat, I said, how's working? It's great, and yada, yada.
And by the way, that's the thing you waited for. That ridiculous answer was what you had to talk it out of him.
Yes. It was exactly. Basically said, I take paper and I shred it. No big deal.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
That happens, right?
Deal. People come to me, they say their coffee isn't sweet enough, and what I do is I put sugar in it.
And he thinks he's smarter than the room.
Yes. So.
And in some ways, he's very computer literate.
Absolutely.
And he is smart, correct?
Yeah, and in some ways, he's a serial killer.
He's socially awkward. And we start playing online with now luminaries like Todd Moore have gotten in there. Our friend Beasters that listens to the show is in there. And we're all playing online as a collective, right? A group. Sure. And the snark that I knew before we had that big dust up here on the air months ago was back. Where he's telling
he's
people,
snark, and now
he's
it's
telling people how many
Facebook.
Medals he has, how many kills he's had for his game. And I'm like, dude, we just lost the game. No one needs to know that you had a 54% percentage rate on kills, right? Like, it doesn't matter if we lost the game. It's a team effort.
Right.
So what can he be saved? Can he be saved from this snarky?
Wait.
Let me say this. Don't you think that what if we give him a hard reboot? Okay. The thing is, I'm really trying to help over here. Hold on.
Yeah, me too.
He does care.
The thing about it is, don't you think that this, we've had it in the gaming world where you're online and that's kind of that's room for snark there.
Yeah.
It spills over into Facebook and social media. The next thing, it spills into his job, and I don't want to see that happen because I think he's ultimately very happy. But there are people who can be very skilled at their jobs, but if they have that level of snark, he's going to have problems. Don't you think, Oscar, that'll have an issue with
your interpersonal skills at any job are important, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Mac, I think for what he's doing right now, which is essentially checking in computers, I think that on that level, all that matters is his skill set level. That's all that matters right now.
You don't think that there'll be a supervisor where if he throws a snarky comment his way, won't be, and I'm not saying it could happen overnight, you're fired, but the fact, don't you think it might cause some...
Eventually, he will have to get his ass together because he will have to interact with other human beings,
the
not
comment
just machines.
The comment will be something like this. He will turn to his supervisor and the reply will be, why don't you clock out to take a break? And that's where it starts.
Yeah,
but this is also
he doesn't. You know
this
what?
This is also where you look. And I apologize to cut you
that's
off.
That's fine.
This is where then you remind yourself this guy's essentially a kid. Where I ask him, "Well, like, what have you bought with your discount?" And I'm like, "Because I'm interested. Because I want the family discount in the future. He'll never give it to me, but he lords that over me, right?
That's right.
He goes, "Well, I did buy a water for 20 cents.
No.
I love him. That's what I'm saying.
He's a
right
little
back
kid.
To loving him again.
He's a
I'm
little right kid, right?
Yes, he's a little kid. And don't you think, and by the way, earlier on his site, Trip Affleck, the man he went to war with on Facebook, was complimenting Mac and saying it's great that he's kind of found a home and that he's kind of found himself, which agree with. That we think
he found
doing.
Other
many
hobbits.
Many people in this room agree with
other
that.
Hobbits. He found it. He's made his way to Middle Earth.
That's
and
right.
He's thriving. He's not getting the ring yet, but he's thriving.
Mr. McIntosh, you read the company manual and you are welcome to work at Micro Center as long as you shave your toes.
I think, Oscar, you're close to him.
Yes.
The next time, it doesn't have to be on the air, it can be off air. Just gently remind him that he's always got to monitor these social problems that he has where he gets snarky, and I think we get a window into that with that little battle about donuts because he loved it, right?
Of course he had a Sunday
thrives.
Off. I'm sure what happened is he had a Sunday off. He's
like,
I'm gonna
all
stir
this
the pot
in the middle of the day on Sunday.
Exactly. He's gonna stir the pot, make it happen.
But you know what? I think he loved it right up until the time that Trip really turned on him. And then
also,
I think
corporate America is tough for him, and I use that term loosely because on Friday, we probably game till midnight. He goes, all right, guys, I got to go. I got to work tomorrow. And he sounded so sad. But
he had to leave.
Yeah,
right.
But he was announcing to the world that he had to work tomorrow. And I was like,
sure.
Well, what time do you have to work? He's like, 11.
Oh, my God. Nothing wrong with getting a good night's sleep, Mac.
That's
true.
Nothing wrong with getting a good night's sleep. That's
awesome. Like 6 a.m.
He's a mess.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
He's a mess.
20-cent water all day.
That's right.
20-cent water, and that's fantastic. We appreciate music, maestro. Or I could give you a third cue. Anyway, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's news you may not need on the Michael McIntosh Hour. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Your Daily German, where we learn only the most necessary phrases and sentences. Sie sollen die Michael-Mara-Show am weit geöffneten Mittwochs anrufen. You should call the Michael-Mara-Show on wide open Wednesdays. Aber Sie müssen es civil halten. But you must keep it civil. Sie sind nicht erlaubt zu sagen. You are not allowed to say. Schlampe. S**t. Hure. Whore. Sh**s girl. Piece of sh**. Oder f*** dich, Rob. Or f*** you, Rob. So rufen Sie uns an 888-920-6673. So give us a call at
888-920-6673. Okay. All right. Is that it?
Team
right,
Uber.
That was what was it? Was it something I missed at the end?
I'm team Amos sure. Uber Alles.
Oh, very
the
good.
The Michael Mara Show overall.
Little lengthy. Anyway, but very nice. Thank you for the effort. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. I love love. Love the family. Love the friends. Love the Amazon.com. I love Amazon because our partnership with them is one of the ways that keeps TMOS alive. Let me tell you who else I love.
Yeah.
I love Joel Rosenbaum. Yes, oh. I'm secure enough with myself to admit that I love another man. I love Joel. I love Joel because he is a pro photographer. And when he needed an RFN 4S remote shutter release so that he could properly photograph the upcoming solar eclipse, he got it through our Amazon portal. What a guy.
Nice.
Good guy.
Of course, not many folks will be looking at that silly eclipse when a devilishly good-looking man like Joel is around. Rob. Sometimes I don't pre-read these.
Rob's got
sometimes.
It. Rob's got
but,
it.
But that's beside the point. We love you, Joel.
All right.
Be like Joel. Shop Amazon through our website. Let us love you, too. If you want some of this love, you know, you never know. Go to Amazon. Let us know what you're getting. ShopAmazon.com. It changes nothing for you. Means the world to us. Shop Amazon. Please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website now. Go spend money, everybody.
News.
Joel
Rosenbaum.
Boo.
Joel Rosenbaum. Big story. My kids kind of turned me on to this. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt are splitting. And she has a book called Unqualified coming out on October 24th. The timing is interesting because the foreword was written by her soon-to-be ex, Chris Pratt. It's also interesting because a lot of the book is about Anna's, quote, unique take on how to navigate the bizarre, chaotic, and worthwhile adventure of finding love. So that's kind
weird.
Of that's kind of weird, isn't it? Yes, Oscar.
Mike, I have some insight in this. I'm fascinated by this couple, married 8 years.
You love Chris Pratt,
and you know, essentially, Chris Pratt was your everyday guy, right?
Yes,
yes.
But
and
I think at the root of this, his career took off, and so did other women's panties.
I believe so. Yes, and
yes.
Jennifer Lawrence is rumored to be one of those
rumors.
His co-star in the Passengers movie.
Boy, she gives it up to anybody.
What?
Rob.
Why would you even say that?
Oh, my God.
Those are rumors, though.
Just simply a rumor. That's all.
Well, there are sources that say she was not involved. Jennifer is currently dating Darren Aronofsky, who directed her in her new movie, Mother. That's the dating the director.
Directing.
Mother is the hard-hitting tale of a man who can get water for 20 cents.
One last note. Anna may have dropped a clue about the state of her marriage just a week ago when she liked a tweet from an author named Kelly Oxford, and this is the quote from Kelly Oxford. So far, the hardest part of divorce is not having anyone to yell with when the printer isn't working. She liked that. So she is thinking about D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Can you be happy in Hollywood married?
Yeah,
it's very
it
hard,
happens.
Very hard. Lots of narcissism and lots of you know, conflicting
options.
Egos. It's very difficult. One of the three new people who are accusing Usher of exposing them to herpes held a press conference yesterday along with her lawyer. Quantasia Sharpton says Usher picked her out at a concert and had sex with her without telling her that he had it. She does not have herpes, but apparently one of the other two do. One of those two is a man who allegedly had some how do I put this? He had some escapades with Usher.
Yeah.
Okay.
A different.
Yes.
Yes. I think we get it, Mike. I think we get it.
A dalliance.
An oral thermometer. An attorney representing all three of them.
That's the one you chose.
No, see, that doesn't work. I don't know. Anyway, I'm. Sometimes I can't do it. Sometimes I can't edit.
He
myself.
Slid into first. We get it.
Special
Mike,
favor. Special
yeah.
favor. Yeah, there it is.
Go. There you
special
go.
Special favor for Usher. An attorney representing all three of them says even more people have contacted her, so he could see more lawsuits. Of course, it's still not definitive that Usher has herpes.
This is a slander campaign in my eyes. Slander campaign.
This is not the first time someone has gone up to an Usher and said, I'm a friend of the groom.
Okay.
Boo.
All of this hysteria arose from news reports that he paid a woman $1.1 million several years ago after giving it to her. So that I don't know what the real truth is here. But
a lot of people are sore.
It's celebrities who have actually married a relative on news you may not
really?
Need, ladies and gentlemen. Albert Einstein, author H.G. Wells, Charles Darwin, and the outlaw Jesse James all married their first cousins.
Oh, that's awfully close.
First cousins. Edgar Allan Poe also married a first cousin. She was 13 at the time. Jerry Lee Lewis also married a 13-year-old relative.
Son!
She was his first cousin once removed. On the presidential front, Thomas Jefferson married his third cousin. FDR was married to his fifth cousin once removed. And presidential wannabe John Kerry's first wife was a distant cousin. On the PBS show Finding Your Roots, Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick discovered that they are ninth cousins once removed. That's a travel right there.
Very distant.
But that didn't stop them from doing the forbidden polka.
Oh, my God.
And
are
I
you a fan of that dance?
Of
it's a wonderful dance, that forbidden polka.
It's sure. probably easy to, I mean, this is before the digital age where you keep track of this, right?
Yeah, but exactly. You'd know a cousin. You would definitely know a cousin.
Cousin!
Mike barely knew his cousin and where she came from.
Yeah, but he didn't marry her.
She's famous. And that's my second cousin once removed.
Yeah, so you could marry him, Dowd.
Yeah.
Well,
easy.
Yeah.
Be good for the show.
Be wonderful for the show.
Both shows.
If you're dragging today, you know, we all come in here once in a while and we're a little bit out of it. You know, if you're slow at work and you're tired, it might be the after effects of all the beer you drank last weekend or one of these six reasons that are all backed by science. Who would you claim in the room? Because I don't get it from you guys when we're on because we're flying usually every day.
We're on.
Who would be the most sluggish at that comes into the studio?
Upon entrance, it's probably me. But you know what? We tie, I think.
Yeah, it's tough. Depends. It's all the ambient trying to wear off.
Yeah.
Here are the six reasons that are all backed by science. Number one, you're surrounded by negativity, like friends who just complain about their lives all the time.
How
are you? Yeah. Your sex life is non-existent.
Okay.
That's the second reason. If you're too exhausted at night, try the morning instead. The boost of energy you get can kickstart your day.
Yeah, pony.
So having sex is a good idea. Number three, there's not enough magnesium in your diet.
Ooh.
I take a magnesium supplement every day.
Where do you
when
get
you
that?
You don't get enough. It's a supplement. I take it every day.
Magnesium. But naturally, where would you get it?
Naturally.
French colors.
See, the show always comes full circle. Anyway, when you don't get enough magnesium, it can be harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. I wish I could sleep more, though. I sometimes wake up at 5 a.m. and I don't like it. A few foods I just want 6:30 sometimes.
I understand.
Want 6:30.
Yeah.
A few foods you might want to double up on are nuts, seeds, beans, avocados, and leafy greens. And in general, too much processed food can also zap your energy. Number four reason, you never work out. That can make you drag your ass at work.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, you're a ball of stress, anxiety, the number one cause of insomnia. And number six, your bedroom is a wreck. Studies have found that the quality of your sleep can suffer when your bedroom is messy. That is my help
for
you.
I had no idea. That's wacky.
Yeah, it's very, very wacky. Thank you. Nobody wants to weigh in on that. That's cool. The latest viral food craze.
All the things were ding, ding, dings, except I tell Shannon keep that bedroom clean.
Yeah, pick up those clothes,
and
Harry.
I think I can understand. When my bedroom is a mess, I don't sleep as well. I mean, if you got stuff lying on your bed and you have to do it.
Well, that's true. Collapse. If it's actually on your bed, it's horrible. Carrie
what
does
about
that.
The floor? What about the floor?
Well, the floor doesn't bother me so much because turn off the light and I don't
but
see it.
Both of you,
maybe it's clean.
If
who
I'm
knows?
Not mistaken, both of you eat in bed, right? Don't you have steaks in bed?
I never eat in
you
bed.
You don't eat in bed?
No.
Mike?
Let's move on. The latest viral food craze. Have you heard of this? It's called the swine apple. Has anyone
no.
heard of it?
No.
It is a pineapple stuffed with ham and wrapped in bacon.
Oh, I would try that today.
Oh, that's easy. Good.
If you want to make one, you core the pineapple, jam in a bunch of ham, wrap it in bacon, and stick it in the oven for about 5 hours. Will it taste good? I can't tell you.
Oh, I would imagine yes.
Absolutely. Ham and pineapple, one of the greatest mixtures of flavor on earth.
Could you make it? Could someone make it for us and bring it in, please?
Yeah.
Yes, someone. Someone out there.
No, Pony. That. He's a culinary genius.
See what I can do.
Yeah, he's a culinary.
Hey, Pony.
Yeah.
Take it. You know, take a look, see, and you know, if you.
I'll definitely give it a try. It sounds great.
Season.
Now a little something, something, boys. $100 bills are the highest denomination in the United States, and if you didn't know that, don't feel too bad. This guy didn't know either.
Hey, this guy.
33-year-old Dennis Strickland walked into a bank in Sioux City, Iowa, last Thursday, and tried to deposit a fake $1 million bill.
Oh, my God.
Technically, it's not illegal to be clueless, so he didn't get in trouble for it. But the bank teller did call the cops. When they showed up, they asked him to empty his pockets. It's not clear if he even had to do it since he hadn't broken any laws, but he did. And when he emptied his pockets anyway, he pulled out a bag of meth. He's facing charges for possession of a controlled substance, and he is due in court next week. You've heard of traffic court, divorce court.
Yeah.
This guy will be going to stupid court. There you go. Thank you very much.
Monopoly money.
Exactly.
Two dumb things in one fell swoop. We'll take a break when we come back. How's the garden been looking?
You know, we got a sprinkling in Washington, D.C. They're blooming, Mike. They're blooming wonderfully.
That's wonderful. We will have the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me tell you a little biology lesson right here. A parasite is an organism that lives on or in a host.
True.
And it survives at the expense of its host. Every week, we all host a TMOS bonus show. Please, you can't put the hosts in danger. Don't do that. You see, parasites can cause disease and death and despair and miserableness, if that's a word. Some parasitic diseases are easily treated and some are not. Luckily, if you're the kind of parasite that feeds on us by never subscribing to our bonus show, there is a simple and effective cure. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Do it. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing, and it's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come, and you're going to get entertained in the process.
Yes!
Live your life by letting us live ours, parasite-free. So please, quit sucking, and thank you very much. Now back to the little sounds. Let's open it up. There it is, the audio vault for today, Tuesday, Feb 8th. 2017.
We learned yesterday that Oscar is not getting married this weekend.
No, the October
wedding is
7th.
October 7th is when the wedding is. And there's great ways to save money. You can get relatives to perform the music at your wedding. That way you don't have to hire a professional. This tape comes from Brazil. And what they did is they got a member of the family or a friend of the family to play the wedding march on the trumpet. And they saved some money. And Oscar, you may want to consider this. I love that he keeps trying.
This is so sad. What a nightmare.
I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Ceballos.
Do we need a DJ at our wedding? No.
Not at the wedding. Probably at the reception you want to have some music.
That's 20 people.
Well,
you don't need a DJ for 20 people, right? You just put on Apple Music.
No, Bluetooth speaker.
Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, Shannon was like, do we need a DJ? I was like, no. I'm not involved in this. Hey, I'm just going to be there and pay for everything.
That might be a good way to get me at the reception.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I promise to talk up every record.
Yeah. No. Every request is going to be in Spanish.
Bring your roadie.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, here's this song again. No, I'm kidding. Mike, you're going to love this. This came a couple days after. You remember on Friday when you were talking about the train enthusiasts
yes.
that would take over Manassas? This mm-hmm. guy sent me this tape. He asked that I not identify him because he hangs with enough train enthusiasts that he would get in trouble for sharing this tape.
Oh, but the best kind.
This is a guy that was in New York, and he was videotaping trains arriving, and I think he's kind of excited to see this particular train.
Okay. Ah. I've been waiting for this moment for months, and it's finally here.
Oh, dear.
I'm finally going to get a Heritage unit on camera. Yeah! All right. Look at that, a 1953 E8. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, listen to that bell. Yeah, listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Woo! Listen to that horn! Oh my God! Oh, she's beautiful! She is beautiful! Yeah! All right! Oh my! Oh! 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 Oh no! It's a BL2 too! Oh! The SNC 52! Oh my God! Oh, we're gonna watch this! Oh, this is special! This is special!
Yeah. I love it!
Oh, that horn gives me the chills!
You want a little more of him?
Pure joy.
Yeah.
A little more.
You know what? I don't care if he's even faking it. This is great. Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
He was having a day of his life.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, good
Oh, my goodness.
Attaboy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Blue and gray. Oh, coupled to the Iowa Pacific, number 518. Woo-hoo! Ah-ha! Woo! Listen to that horn. Oh, that's fantastic.
Did you see?
Beautiful.
Yeah, very happy guy.
I feel dead inside when I hear people that can get so happy and passionate and genuine about something,
right?
Isn't
that great that you can get that happy about
something?
I've
never been that happy in my life.
When the Red Sox won the World Series, there's a hole in my heart now. Come on.
Wow.
I didn't know that it would depress me. I don't get excited anymore about it. Come on.
I'm glad you brought up the World Series. Did you see any of the highlights of the Little League World Series? He's playing in Georgia this week.
There's I love watching that, but I didn't see it.
This kid, he's 13. His name is Jace Blaylock. He hit a 375-foot grand slam.
Good Lord. Wow. That's for a kid?
For a kid. Listen to this coverage. Wow. It's pretty great.
Coaches were talking before the game, they said he can hit it in the trees. Now, if he hits it that far, that'd be amazing.
Huh. There you go. It's a grand slam, no doubt. And guess what? It's in the trees.
It was.
What? Wow. They called it?
Yeah.
How about the play-by-play guys for the Little League World Series?
Yeah, amazing.
That's a beautiful
call. Take
that,
Joe Buck.
That's so rare.
Probably 375
feet. 375
feet
at 13.
My God, I would assume he's a strapping young man.
Yeah, I would not.
Is he Latino? Is one of those 13 going on 18?
No, he was not. He was a young African-American lad. And,
we've discovered that the Little League player is 36 years old. This is not cool. Thank you very much.
It's because, what was it, the Dominican Republic had just shoddy paperwork?
That's right. Yeah. We don't know. The BBC, Mike. This is the reason why we are so hated all around the world. Here is an actual anchorman on the BBC covering a feel-good piece. It's a dog surfing competition in California. I don't think the BBC anchor is that into it.
No, you're watching BBC News. Just bear in mind it is August. This does not look like a walk in the park. Dog owners and their pets in California have hit the waves in the second annual World Dog Surfing Championships. Here are the pictures. The competitor's main challenge is to stay afloat on the board. This is in Pacifica near San Francisco, but there are also prizes for the best dressed and tandem surfing dogs. The winner, of course, being crowned top dog. That's a shame. We've run out of pictures.
Guys, not into it.
Not into it. I love that.
And
that's
we close with this. The Department of Agriculture, in order to make things, I guess, more fun, they're changing the way they word things in their press releases.
According to reports, officials at the Department of Agriculture told staffers to avoid the term climate change in their research and to use terms like weather extremes instead. And instead of earthquakes, they're now called Lil Shakeroos.
This is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I love that. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at Mike O'Mara Show. com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.